Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Oh, slobheads, we're going on tour this spring, and you gotta come see us. We're gonna be out there with the band Dear Blanca. They're great. Everyone's gonna be drinking Calpe cordials all over the place. You got Hanford getting healthy. You got Big Purple P. Duddy Dutz on drums. You're gonna sing along with our songs, and then you're gonna hang out with us, get some selfies, and we'll sign your goddamn t-shirt. We're coming to New Orleans, Memphis, St. Louis, Davenport, St. Paul, Milwaukee, Chicago, Grand Rapids, Detroit, Cincinnati, Louisville, Nashville, Atlanta. Get tickets in the links in our bios, man. You gotta see us on tour.
Hey, folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
What up?
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
And we are your hosts. Mike, you look a lot better.
I feel better.
You feeling better?
Good. I feel alive. But I will say,
you look really good between the beard. Yeah, you got a certain area, Mike, between your upper lip and your lower nose.
The mustache.
Has a few more hairs than you might typically have.
You look like H.I. McDonough.
Well, here's the thing. I had the hairs. I just had more beard hairs, and I got rid of the beard.
Ah. Well, it looks great, Mike. You look like a cop, but one of the good ones.
Yeah. Coming over to your house to help you get your cat out of the tree.
That's more of a fire department type of thing. Jeff, do you feel the pressure now to grow a mustache to fit in with your bandmates?
Well, see, I'm looking at H.I. McDonough and Pedro Pascal, and I wonder what I would look like with a mustache. Never really did it. Never tried it.
Jeff, what do you do here? You don't come out to New York. You don't grow a mustache.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
What would you say you do
here? Don't go to fish concerts.
You don't do jack shit. Get on board with the group. Oh, no. You got to do something about it.
He's devilish.
Mm. He's devil may care.
Well, I just had two very large sandwiches, so I'm nice and peppy for the pot. I'll tell you that.
Uh-huh. You make your own?
Yeah. I'm talking turkey, pepper jack, pickle, onion, arugula.
Pickle.
On Dave's killer bread.
Wait, hold on. I missed the, what was the meat there? Did you have a meat?
Turkey.
Oh, turkey. I didn't hear you say that.
I led with it.
I'm still thinking this guy's making two sandwiches at home.
I feel like I saw a tweet recently about Dave's killer bread and about, if you read the back of the bag, I think that they donate like a portion of proceeds to like ex-convicts, like finding placement in society and stuff like that.
Because then, Dave is like an ex-con.
But it's Dave's killer bread.
He did jail time.
Was he a murderer? Is that what we're
supposed to? No. Well, I hope not.
That would be too far.
I mean, it's interesting if that's his cause is like incarceration issues and his bread is called Dave's killer bread.
I think killer is just because he's playing a killer guitar solo.
Yeah.
I hope.
Well, yeah, he's holding a guitar on the front.
Go to twitter.com for more.
Oh, shit. Do you remember who it was or just that it's out there?
No, but I remember the website, twitter.com.
Okay, I found the deets. On Reddit, it says, Dave Dahl, co-founder of Dave's Killer Bread, served a combined 15 years in prison for drug distribution, burglary, armed robbery, and assault before creating Dave's Killer Bread.
Wow.
So he stopped short of murder.
It's funny because it's not tied to, you know, like, it's great to see when like cannabis companies are hiring people convicted for cannabis crimes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I like the thing of like, he's a burglar, he did a little this, a little that. Now he's a baker.
Ooh, somebody's popping one open. I just looked up how many tweets are there every year. 200 billion tweets.
We got to pump those numbers up.
And how many characters per tweet?
That I don't know. But I just want to know how many tweets there ever were. But no one seems
cumulatively?
To. Yeah.
There's definitely a few that I missed. I tried to read them all, but.
Very cute. Very
I know
cute.
I read that one about you're telling me a shrimp fried this rice. I definitely read that one.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
that's good.
That's pretty much it.
Good tweet.
And then some of the early Ashton Kutcher ones.
It's so funny to think of like, yeah, he was big early on and like Steve Martin, I think, still tweets, but like what celebrities jumped onto it and some what were just like, yeah, whatever, I'll promote whatever book I have coming out.
I feel like Kutcher, like Twitter was around for a couple of years and no one talked about it. And then Kutcher, like when Twitter was first mentioned on like, you know, like mainstream news sources, it was like Ashton Kutcher has taken to Twittering
or tweeting, as it will soon be called.
Remember, I feel like that used to happen. Like you would tweet and then your tweets would go on Facebook and it would say Twittering.
Oh, yeah. Also, remember when the Twitter logo was not the bird, but a lowercase t?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, I said what that Twitter bird's name was. Do you remember?
Oh, it was
Larry?
Larry. Larry the bird.
Have you heard the term larried up for drunk? You're all larried up?
No, what's that?
No.
Is it Larry Bird?
Is it Larry Bird?
I hope not.
No, I don't think so. But I don't. I heard Bam Margera say it on a. There's recently
a
great.
Seems like something Bam would say.
Oh man, this is a good listen that I recommend to all on Earth. It was there's a podcast called The Nine Club, and a couple weeks ago, Bam Margera and family stopped in. Everybody, Bam, his brothers, and April and Phil. And their accents are flying all over the place. And he keeps telling these stories like, we were at Duffer's Pub and we were all larried up. And someone's like, what's larried up? Ape is like, what's larried up? He's like, drunk. And then he says it like 10 more times in the episode. And it's just how he says drunk is larried up.
Interesting. I've never heard that before. I wonder if it is a Eastern Pennsylvania.
I think it's a Delco.
Next time we go to Philadelphia, we should ask people.
Next time we go to Duffer's Pub, you should get all larried up.
Wait, Tim, you posted something recently. It was somebody doing a Bam Margera impression that was funny, but I forget what they were talking. They were talking about something.
There's a TikTok guy that does. Yeah, it's like Bam Margera at all these historical events, and it's like, Pontius Pilate found out that Jesus is the king of the Jews, and now he's crucifying him in April, and Ape and Phil are here, and John the Baptist getting his head cut off. Very funny. I forget the TikTok guy's name, but it's out there.
What is Bam's like current status, because I heard him on the Steve-O podcast.
Not good.
Yeah, and like Steve-O was like really worried about him. I feel like the last thing I heard was he like reached out and was like, hey man, I've tried to help, I can't really do anything for you, and now I feel like I'm just gonna like wait on by my phone for bad news or something.
Yeah,
I think like this week he's okay and he's been sort of present, but even just within the last few months, it's like he's been in and out of rehab in Florida, and he'll sort of pop up in like Boca Raton at a bar in the morning or something. There have been times where he disappears and like his family's like posting on his Instagram looking for him and stuff.
It bums me out so much because it makes me so happy to see him out skating. Like you will see occasional videos where it's like, Bam's doing okay. Look at him. He's like more active and he's skating and stuff and he's hanging out with old buds. And then I guess had a good appearance on Steve-O, and then that very night went out and got like blackout and was scaring everybody.
Well, like that's how addiction works. It's funny that you even expect like, oh, he sounded good on one podcast. And you're like, I think he's good from now on. It's like that's a disease he'll live with forever. But he made a good point on the Nine Club that I never heard before. He was talking about in skate videos that if you have a good song, then your part of the video is good. And he was talking about like, if you do tricks and tricks and tricks, but the songs, I mean, his taste in music is debatable, but, and then he was talking about how on Viva La Bam, he pushed back so hard because MTV had to do placement with like, oh, there's a new Green Day single, we're going to put it in Viva La Bam. And he'd be like, no, we're going to get Turbo Negro.
Yeah.
We're going to get H.I.M.
No.
I remember when that CKY album came out.
Bernadette Near, that one?
Not Bernadette Near, the other one, like something Infiltrate Destroy.
Okay.
You know that one.
Wait, the album or DVD?
Yeah, the album.
Oh, I don't know. I don't really know CKY's music other than Bernadette Near.
I know that Bam made a big deal of like, we're going to make a video for every track on the album. And I think he did.
Wow.
Wait, he was a very, he was an industrious young boy.
His
brother's in CKY.
Yeah. What was his band? He has a band too, right? Is that no, H.I.M.?
They're like a Swedish metal band or
something.
Oh, okay.
Like that's not him.
Gotcha. Not him, but he's got the tattoo, the heartogram and all that shit.
Right.
A Finnish band. Yeah. Finnish goth rock band from Helsinki.
Helsinki.
All right. We caught up with Bam. We caught up with each other. You want to get into some bip, bip, bip,
please?
Bip, 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 booze news. Hit it. Bip, 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 booze news.
Oh.
I finally
made it through. Shit chat. Somehow I made it through.
Hey. Time for booze news. Booze news. Booze news.
I got slow gin for the very first time.
For the very first time.
Booze news. Booze news. Time for
booze news.
Booze news.
Booze news.
Booze news.
Booze news. Hey! Like a booze okay. news was sent to us by Chris Finke. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Good job, yeah, Chris.
A lot of people don't parody Weird Al songs.
Yeah, that's true. It's about time someone went after like a surgeon instead of like
hey,
that reminded me. Madonna reminded me of I had another one of these things where you know how we said we were going to talk about Madonna and do badada buds.
We just included one Madonna movie.
It was a sparse
Madonna movie month was supposed to be four episodes in a row of Madonna movies, and that did not happen, Jeff.
Regardless, we talked about it months ago. We said we're going to do Madonna movie month, and then we were making the point that Madonna's going to come back. Madonna's coming back into the zeitgeist, probably, we're predicting, and then it did happen. She announced her tour. Now she's going on a world tour, and we get credit for it, basically.
Mm-hmm. Right. We might want to open for one of those shows.
Yeah.
I could imagine that.
That would be wild if the three of us got up there like a surgeon.
You gotta bring our amps.
Yeah. Hey.
Well, I had this happen again where my family, privately, in my private life, I've been really into, on the family text chain, we've been talking a lot about mortadella. Are you familiar with the deli meat mortadella?
Oh, meat.
It's a precursor to bologna from Bologna.
It's got the white spots on it.
It's got the white spots and an occasional pistachio.
What is that white stuff? Is that fat?
Might be gelatinous, or maybe it's fat. I don't know.
You're not supposed to be eating the gelatinous fat.
The gelatinous fat.
I got to talk to your family about bringing that up with you more often, or bringing it up with you.
Like a lot of people, I had been talking gabagool a lot because I rewatched The Sopranos during the pandemic, like everybody. And then I was talking about gabagool with my family. And then when I was home for Christmas, I pitched, let's have a hoagie night where we get all the meats and we have a competition to see who can make the best hoagie. Hoagie.
Wow. Nice.
Hoagie.
And one of the meats on there was mortadella. And I was saying like, hey, mortadella deserves more credit. It kind of gets lost in the context of an Italian sub because of the prosciutto and the salami are very flashy items and you can't really taste the mortadella. Anyway.
So you're using your platform to sort of like shine a light.
Exactly. And my platform just kind of being the family chat. And I would get a mortadella sub or I'd get a pound of mortadella from a deli and I'd take a picture and I'd send it to my family and they'd text me mortadella pictures. That's how we keep in touch.
Sure, yeah. By the platform, I meant the podcast, by the way. The family chat is good, too.
Well, here's the thing. I thought, and it's funny because mortadella even sounds like Madonna, but
I just want to chime in for a second. Have we hit booze news yet, or is this pre-booze news?
We're getting there.
This is not booze news, but this was inspired by the Madonna reference in the booze.
Yeah, you got someplace to be, Mike? Jesus.
No, I'm just trying to judge what if this is going to be news coming in.
Was this global not on news. Your 2023 bingo card?
Tim, it was.
Anyway, all I want to say is a lot of mortadella talk on the family thread. Then suddenly,
mortadella month.
There's an LA Times article about, like, oh my God, mortadella, the buzzy, trendy meat that everybody's talking about. And I was like, what? And I read it, and apparently, like, there's all these places making that are big into mortadella. And it was like, everyone knows mortadella is really posh right now. And
then family chats the world over are lighting up with mortadella.
My brother sent me a picture of a hat, like the hats I wear, like a Roper vintage baseball cap, and it was pink, and then red lettering said mortadella.
That's a good hat.
Off of Instagram. And then, like, there's been all this, now my algorithm has latched onto mortadella, and the whole fucking internet for me is mortadella.
That's,
wow.
I got a feeling somebody is hacking into your family chats, which I don't like. But, yes, it is weird when that type of stuff happens, when you start... You're like, why all of a sudden am I the person introducing this into the world?
Tend to look for the reasons for parallel thinking, and I bet, much like me, it was like The Sopranos got me back into hoagies, and then everyone was talking gabagool, and I thought I would be more hip and underground by getting into mortadella, but other geniuses,
the thinking man's
like
gabagool,
could be all this stuff was sort of happening, and you were. this mortadella stuff was happening around you, but you weren't keying in on it until you were talking about it more, and it's on your brain. And hey,
it's
now
it's like a confirmation bias. You go through life looking for mortadella, you're gonna find it.
You're gonna find it in every nook and cranny of your personal life. That's why when you get a new car, you start seeing all the new cars, the same car everywhere.
And you say the stuff out loud, you share it, and it sort of brings more to you. It's like that, the secret. Is it like The Secret?
What's The Secret?
Exactly. You're putting positive vibes into the universe.
You're sort of like, you're attracting what you put out.
Is The Secret the...
Manifest.
The Secret's the Oprah book from about 15 years ago.
Right. What's the one about picking up people at a bar? By like a magician? The Game.
Yeah, The Game.
The Secret had... Do you remember in the video version of The Secret, there was this thing about a guy who was like, it's the power of positive thought. And he was like, well, you know, I'm gay and I'm insecure about it. And I always wanted to do stand up, but I didn't want to go on stage and I was insecure about my homosexuality. And then I did The Secret and through the power of positive thought, I did great. And then shows him walking on stage and goes, I'm a very gay man. And the audience claps and laughs. And like, this guy's great. It was like the whole cycle. He did it.
Well, okay. What's the actual booze news?
Well, the booze news is Borg.
Huh?
Have you heard of Borg?
From Star Trek?
Borg. Now, what is Borg? Yeah, Star Trek Borg?
Blackout Rage Gallon.
Whoa.
Hold on. Blackout Rage Gallon?
Blackout Rage Gallon. This came from a couple different slopheads. Thank you to everyone on the Discord and in the DMs sending this to us.
I gotta look up this with the... This looks like
Google it. So this is a big thing with teenagers and college kids, and it's a drink where it's gigantic. You take like a big gallon jug of water and you dump in a bunch of vodka, and it has a lot of water in it, and then you flavor it with like little flavor squirters, like that Mio stuff.
Oh my gosh.
But
yeah, okay.
But the thing about it, and this is why it's really huge right now, is that it's supposed to be hangover proof because you're hydrating. So some kids will drink this. It has a lot of vodka, and knowingly they're going to black out, but they're having a lot of water, and they even sometimes pour those liquid IV packets in there, like those hydration multipliers. So you're chugging and you're blacking out, but you're waking up fine. And it's a way of being like, it's being touted as this drink of like, you're in charge. You know what you're going to, almost like when we talked about, I think in our Gabers episode, I talked about my plan for a bar where you walk in and you order the size of the beer that's going to, all the beer you're going to drink for the whole night, and you can walk around in it. But it's a way of like controlling what you drink, and you put a cap on it so nobody's going to roofie you, and you know you're having water, and you know you're having electrolytes.
Wait, so it's half water? I missed that part.
So there's all different recipes. There's all different recipes. It's a lot of water. It's a lot of vodka and a little squirt of flavoring.
I see. Weird.
I'm seeing one part water, one part vodka, and an energy shot.
It's funny. Yes. It's funny to be like, so, you know, you're hydrating and you know what you're getting, but it's like you're also calling it black, like you're getting blackout drunk.
Yeah.
Very responsible. If you look it up on TikTok, it's really funny because the whole thing is people coming up with their own, and then you give them names like Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Soldier Borg and Rick and Borgie. And usually
that would be Borg from Star Trek.
Borg from Star Trek.
Borg from the TikTok trend.
It's very.
You have to say where it's from in the name?
You're supposed to say where the trend is from.
Chairman of the Borg.
Okay. Chairman of the Borg. That's good, Jeff.
Thanks.
That's good.
But there's millions of them. Look at all the different colors and flavors on here.
Yeah.
Borg it up.
Borg it up.
I, you know, that's not great for people to do that, I wouldn't think. And
we don't condone that here on The Sloppy Boys.
I was trying to think of like the latest crazy trend that I heard about. I guess it would be the Tide Pods thing where I'm just like, what the hell? And this is, this makes more sense to me than that, at least.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I think it's just, it's poorly named. I think the idea of trying to stay super duper hydrated when you drink a lot is commendable. We should salute these people, Mike.
Yeah, it's tough to get parents on board and be like, no, it's called Blackout Rage Gallon. But don't get so focused on Blackout or Rage. Think of Gallon, and it's a gallon of water, but there's a lot of vodka in it.
When Gallon is the most responsible word, it's not good. Right.
Blackout Rage Gallon, yeesh. What the Rage, too, is, what about Rave Gallon?
There you go. Mm-hmm. I like that.
People aren't doing raves. Remember the warehouse, secret warehouse raves?
I never did them.
I think those are. I never did them either.
Getting
the e-vite, Mike.
Oh, yeah. This day and age, it is an e-vite, isn't it?
Yeah, probably.
More a DM,
Michael.
People are DMing these days. I swear it. I know they're DMing.
I know it. I just know it.
I know
my DMs are empty, but I know somebody out there is doing this shit.
They're out there. People are out there DMing each other, and they're not cluing me in.
Just see.
Right, is that it for Booze News?
I don't even mind being on a group DM. Just get me going.
Just to get it started.
Does Twitter do group DMs?
Twitter do group.
Well, would it kill someone to get me to send me one of those? I'm not included on any of them.
Yeah, let's get a group going.
All right, I'm gonna. Can I wrap up Booze News, please?
Please.
Okay. Ho ho! Wow, that was a good wrap up.
Zoof!
Damn, dude.
Zoof and Zorch.
Well, the drink of...
I thought you were about to sneeze there, Tim, and then you faked me out. You caught it. A cough or a sneeze?
You know, I said, Jeff is gullible. I'm going to trickle.
You know what's interesting with Jeff? Jeff will give you a gazoota, he'll bless you for a cough.
No.
He'll hear you cough in the other room and go, bless you. You know, it's just a cough, but okay.
I'm just very polite, Mike.
But I actually, when I cough, though, it is like,
Yeah. I put that on you.
Yeah, it's on me for being the weirdo.
All right, can we hear about the drink of the day? My new favorite drink, I'm sure. Ooh. I'm sure it will be.
Dark and Stormy, you've had.
I don't think I have had.
What?
I've had so many similar things.
Jeff, you love a Moscow Mule and you've never had a Dark and Stormy?
And a Whiskey Ginger. There's so many near misses.
I've heard, this is a drink I thought, I would always confuse this with a Black and Tan.
Mm.
Which is two different types of beers.
A beer and an ale?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, when you think of a Dark and Stormy, does it conjure anything? What do you think of?
A beer. Two beers.
So you still think it's a Black and Tan?
I still think that.
I think Gosling's rum, which I don't know much about, but I know is dark.
Yep.
And then does Gosling's also make ginger beer?
They do?
I think they do.
I've seen that.
I remember the very first time I laid eyes on it, I went, this is a drink from Bermuda.
I've been to Bermuda.
We might even, let's call it a Bermudan drink. When did you go, Mike?
I went after my freshman year of college.
I like Bermuda because it's, you would think it's in the Caribbean, but it's not. It's out there kind of in the middle of the Atlantic.
I'm going to say it's like as high up on the latitude as South Carolina. Keep talking, Tim, and I will continue. I'll look it up.
Well, I went to Bermuda a couple times when I was a kid. Nice. In fact, I remember being there on Easter, and I think I won an Easter egg hunt there.
Hey,
nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people dress their shirts down there look like Easter egg colors. So that's
it's funny. And they wear the Bermuda shorts, which are like suit slacks, but they stop at the knee.
Yeah. And the houses are all kind of Easter egg color.
That's Easter true. Outfits are funny, huh? Where you just feel like your mom used to dress you up in pastels. So sometimes as an adult, I'm like, I guess I'm wearing pastels.
Hey, you're wearing one right now.
Yeah.
Look down. Look at your shirt.
I'll never.
So, Tim, how old were you during this egg hunt?
I think I was probably 5 in the egg hunt.
Ooh.
And I was dolled up. I think my mom dressed me and my brother in matching blue blazers and loafers. But anyway, I won the egg hunt. But a thing that I remember is being like in a park during the day on a hot, sunny day. And there were some dudes, like local Bermuda guys, hanging out in a gazebo. And one of them was drinking from a can. And the can said dark and stormy. And I had never seen like a cocktail in a can before.
I think you mentioned this on the last podcast. You said something like you saw one of those.
I try to bring this up on every podcast.
I didn't realize it was you were 5-year-old coming from an Easter egg hunt.
Well, yeah, I was on my way home. But I do remember thinking like, that looks fun. I had never had a drink, obviously, but I was like, someday I'm going to be like that guy.
You're like, one day.
I'm pretty much there. I just need the gazebo. But That is the origin of it. It is a Bermuda drink. Gosling's rum is from Bermuda. It started in the 1800s by a British guy. And it's like Gosling's Black Seal rum. Black Seal refers to the black wax that they use to seal the bottle, like the red wax on a Maker's Mark or something. And then originally the ginger beer was Barrett's, which is also from Bermuda. And naval officers, like British Navy guys, drank ginger beer because it helps with seasickness. So they had that around. And sooner or later, people are mixing the Goslings with the Barretts. And then at kind of a shanty bar down there, some sailor looks at the Goslings floating on top of the Barretts. And he goes, that looks like a cloud you would only sail under if you were a fool or a dead man. And he's give me another one of those dark and stormies, and hence the name.
Boosh.
Nice.
The drink gets huge, spreads around the world, lands on the IBA cocktail list.
Yeah, ha-ha, where we find ourselves today.
And here is that recipe. 60 milliliters, 2 ounces, Gosling's rum.
Specifically.
They have patented this drink. Dark and stormy. So if you call a drink a dark and stormy, you're legally obligated to drink Goslings. Then 100 milliliters of ginger beer. That's a big pour. And Goslings had a falling out with Barretts, so you don't have to use Barretts anymore. But it is a cool can, and I've had the stuff. But now you could use any ginger beer that you fancy.
Well, we're in a renaissance of ginger beer. You got all sorts of great options.
You got Bundaberg.
You got Q.
Yeah, I got Q. Yeah, Q is the one I picked up.
I love a Q. They're always on sale at Albertsons, my local grocery.
Q has some interesting drops, actually.
Yeah. You open the drink and love you pull out a little scroll and it's got the drop. Okay, go ahead.
Pull out a little scroll. Okay, I got. I went with Goslings. I matched my
rum. Brand loyal.
Ginger beer. But use ginger beer, not ginger ale, folks.
Yes. Right. Yes, yes. Unless, I will say... I mean, it's not the same. We know it's not the same because it's not brewed, but Canada Dry Bold has that ginger beer sting.
It does have a little bit of that ginger beer sting. But if you're going to find ginger, if you find Canada Dry Bold, you're probably in a place that'll have ginger beer, no?
Yeah.
Now, Tim.
Yeah.
What, you mad I called you out on your very own pod?
What, I can't have an idea now and again?
That was your idea for the week.
Tim, I've got Mount Gay Beer and Smith and Cross. It's not Gosling. Is this going to be a dark and stormy for real for me?
Mike, no more ideas on the pod for you either. You're both cut off.
I don't have Goslings. I didn't have.
You don't have a dark and stormy. You'll have a dim and
breezy.
Wait, you have is your Mount Gay dark? You said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good. Well, that's good.
Good.
I think Myers will work. I think. I mean, Goslings has a specific taste, but I think that it's. You know, some of the dark rums that I even like better, like Whaler or even like.
Cracking.
That's a dark spiced rum, so it's got this little like sweeter.
Captain Morgan's.
Yeah, it's what it's like a dark version. But it'll let's say yes. Use whatever you want. I don't give a fuck. Here's the method: in a highball glass filled with ice, pour the ginger beer and top floating with the rum. Garnish with a lime wedge or slice. And I'm surprised that's just a garnish. I always thought you would squeeze it in there, but it's just a garnish.
I kind of feel when I hear garnish like that, it is give a little squeeze and then plop it in.
Yeah, sure. you're giving the consumer the option.
Yeah,
it's customizable. That's awesome.
You know, I'm going a nice big wedge.
This it's like I have the power to decide how.
Yeah.
I don't even want to do it.
All right, well, why don't we leave these suckers with the ads, and we'll come back with these fantastic-sounding drinks.
Ooh, nice.
Perfect.
Nice. Folks, we'll see you in a bit.
Cha-ching.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at UH1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something and you go, I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell the therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest, have a great time.
Hour back, dark and stormies in hand. Ooh, that looks good. Ooh, they look all look that. Good.
Oh, boy.
Michael.
I'm going to get some BS from this.
Now, you promised me that your Mount Gay rum was dark.
It's darker than McCarty. That's what I thought you meant. That's what I thought you meant. Tim, I thought that's what you meant.
Is it gold rum? I think it's gold rum you got there.
It's golden as the hills of Bermuda.
Well, I mean, that sounds authentic.
Sounds nice, doesn't it? Nice place to visit.
I had to make a double to fill the glass. How about y'all?
Did you double up both? It looks like you just doubled the rum.
No, I doubled up both.
Okay, good.
Which, by the way, is 4 ounces of dark rum. Yow.
Yikes. Good luck.
You're going to be crunk, my man.
I didn't double up the rum, but I added like, what was it, 100 milligrams of, or milliliters of ginger beer. I did like 120, I think.
Nice. So when you sip this, you're just supposed to like, just take it right off the top? Like you're just having a whole bunch of Goslings?
I feel like you give it a stir.
The sips mix it up, I think.
I'm gonna squeeze my lime and give it a light stir.
I might sip a little top, sip a little bottom, do kind of customizable. I'm in control. I have the power.
Love that.
Well, I guess I'll do one quick sip.
I'm just going to do one quickie. And I squeezed my lime.
Ooh, that's dark. Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. Jeez. Aye, aye, aye.
Ooh, my that's lime fell in my rum. Lap.
Well, what the hell is it doing out?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that's got some bite to it, baby.
Yeah, real. Yeah.
I'm squeezing the lime, too.
Yeah, me too.
I'm now just swirling and swishing, and you can probably hear it. Ooh.
Mm. Oh. It's interesting how dark this rum has, like, a real sharp
dark
edge
this rum has. Okay, Yoda.
And then... The ginger beer, you're like, that's a harsh taste. You put them both together and somehow some sort of like vanilla rum has a way of sort of turning Coke kind of vanilla-y. And
I like that.
Yeah.
Rum has a way.
Rum finds a way.
I'm kind of like a Don Draper kind of a guy.
Ooh. In looks only, I've always said.
Ooh, it's good. You're right about the vanilla. Also, lime helps a lot.
It just turned into a Cuba Libre right under my nose.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know what? Stirring it up, I like, you would think you would get more rum first, but stirring it up, I felt like I got more, before I stirred it up, I felt like I got more of the ginger beer taste. Like it snuck in underneath. But now that it's mixed a little more, it's a nice blend.
I can't pick them out. They've joined hands and they're doing the forbidden lambada together.
That's the idea of these.
I was gonna say do-si-do, but you went a little more X-rated with it.
It's got kind of a.
Mine's doing the moonwalk.
It's got a naval seafaring man flavor. It's got that sort of grog thing of like, hey, let's keep away the scurvy and the seasickness.
Ooh, the grog was good. We didn't do grog here. We did grog on Doughboys. That's good. You know, we said we're not going to mention other podcasts, but the grog was really good. I was surprised that was another drink similar to the Borg that has water as an ingredient. And I didn't buy it. I didn't buy it till I tried it.
Don't buy it till you try it. Here on the Sloppy Boy.
That would be such a great slogan for a product. Don't buy it till you try it. Have it somewhere else. And then it reminds me of...
Go ahead.
I was going to change the subject. You go.
I was in the supermarket the other day, and they had a cheese sample out. A guy giving away cheese samples.
Sure.
And I had one, which was great, and went back for a second one a little while later. I did a loop and...
Same cheese, not even...
He didn't notice me or care. I probably could have right away been like, hey, can I have another one right now? But right fucking now.
Do you feel obligated at all when you take a free sample at the grocery store? Do you fake it even for a second that you're standing in front of the person that gave the samples and you're chewing it like, maybe I'll buy some. Maybe I'll circle
Yeah,
back.
I look at I'll say something like, what's the brand? Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe
I'll feed that to my brand? Family for dinner tonight. Yeah.
yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, sir, you're walking away. You got to take one of these if you want to buy it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, am I walking? Yeah, I know. Look at that. My feet left, right. They're walking right away.
I'm moving away from you. Okay.
Oh, well, later, okay, later. Well, pep it up. Bye.
I'll be back later for my second sample. But the reason I bring it up is I feel like I haven't seen samples in a long time, especially during COVID.
Shrinkflation, baby. Oh, yeah. COVID killed it.
COVID killed the sample star, as they used to sing on MTV.
Ooh. Ooh, it's so good.
You know what this is? It's a very popular drink, and it's a rum drink, but it's not a tiki drink. And I feel like that's because it's not a Don Beach, it's not a Trader Vic, but it's one of the foremost ones in that category of tiki adjacent, but actually like more popular. Like, you know, tiki bars, a lot of people that aren't into tiki are like, what do you got there? Probably Dark and Stormies. But I would say a Dark and Stormy, a pina colada, a daiquiri, even a margarita. People sort of picture those as like they're the tropical drinks that are not tiki.
Not tiki. Mm. And we've determined before that the difference between tropical and tiki is often spice, right? Mm. Your nutmegs, your...
Yeah, some weird stuff in the mix.
Some weird stuff. And then also multiple rums. That's the other calling card.
Mm.
Hmm. Hmm. But, I mean, you'll see a Dark and Stormy at Tonga Hut.
Yeah.
You know why these are popular? Yeah, because it still has the sea sort of a nautical theme. You know why I bet these are popular? Dark and Stormy is a cool name for a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like that. It's cool.
It's a trademark. Watch yourself.
I know. I shouldn't. Oh, geez. We should stamp this episode with a TM.
Yeah, and the N, it's N apostrophe, you know, it's like Dark and Stormy.
Oh.
So don't bring an ampersand around here.
I thought it was a Darky Stormy.
Darky Stormy. well, would you change anything? Be honest.
I'm trying to think of what, maybe like a cherry flavor, like a cherry, maraschino cherry drip or something.
Great Hanford's Test Kitchen, here we go.
That would be
nice. No, Tim. Let them cook.
Yeah,
this thing is in perfect measure. If you put a little cherry in there, you have to cut back on the
no
ginger.
No,
not be too sweet.
No cutbacks. No cutbacks.
No ginger. The ginger beer is. I don't think it's sweet. I think it's like spiky.
Spiky, thorny.
Kind of a spiky. Thorny.
But this way, you just put a little drip of that cherry, that maraschino cherry syrup. Ooh,
yeah, I like. Jeff, I like that you're on board. I don't like that Tim's not on board. I think
it's
really
fun.
It's
good for the podcast listener. Oh, Mike has to win Tim over by the end of the episode.
for the podcast, it's great. But just in general.
I mean, this is gold, of course.
This is gold. I'm clearing space for the Webbies as we speak. What are the podcast awards? Are there any? There's got to be.
Streamies.
Potties. Casties.
Casties. Potties. The Oscars.
Yes, the Oscar.
And the Oscar goes to the Sloppy Boys podcast. And not the movie.
I would have no problem with that.
Yeah, and then the co-host is like, wait, hold on a second. It's Moonlight. Just give the first person you say. So if you say us, you got to give it to us. Remember that? God, the Moonlight thing, the slap. Oh.
10 wonderful. Years apart, but yeah, sure.
No, those weren't 10 years apart.
I think they might be.
No. That was
five.
The La La Land and Moonlight thing was exciting.
Wild.
Sure.
Wasn't it? That was so crazy. It was like, what the fuck? They messed it up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It really,
I mean, the better movie won, like, one, I probably.
No, yeah. Moonlight won.
You think?
But La La Land lost.
Yeah. That's right. What you said.
No.
Hmm. Was that the same year as Adele? Was that the same year as Adele Dazeem?
Oh, could it be? Oh. I think that's the Globes.
That was the Tonys, I think.
The Tonys, right.
He was introducing a song.
The Tonys, but I would...
I was at a restaurant watching that live.
Guys, I wouldn't be watching the Tonys, though.
No, but you would have seen the next day, you know.
The goofs, yeah.
The goofs, the blooper tweets.
The wickedly talented Adele Dazeem.
That's so funny.
All right, well, why don't we go fix these, you know, make some tweaks. We'll come back and we'll give our final thoughts.
I'm putting my cherry in there.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And we're back with round two of the Dark and Stormy. I've just put in half a teaspoon of the Luxardo Maraschino.
Yeah, I gotta stir mine up. It's
and, it just dropped.
Yeah.
Dropped like a brick.
Ooh, that's good. Can you get a three-layer effect?
Kind of, yeah. You could if you
ooh
designed it around that.
You know what we should call these, Jeff?
What?
What's the rhyme? Oh, the rhyme is red sky at morning, sailor take warning.
Ooh.
Red sky at night, sailor's delight. So.
Call it.
Do we want to call it sailor take warning or sailor's delight?
Sailor's delight.
Yeah,
sailor's delight.
This is a nice. It's nice.
Because it's nice.
Because it's a red sky. You're drinking these at night, most likely.
Mm-hmm.
And now to test them.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Fantastic.
Not bad. I probably could have done more. I just did kind of a drip.
Hey, this is pretty similar also to the Yule Mule.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Come to think of it.
What the hell?
I think you've got a lawsuit you can bring up to Goslings, the good people at Goz.
The good people at Goz.
Give them the Goz.
Tim, did you make any tweaks?
I did not make any tweaks. And the same thing again because I liked it as is. But speaking of Gosling, I one time made a delivery to Ryan Gosling's house back in the day.
You did.
Timmy.
I brought him the script for the James L. Brooks movie, How Do You Know? I want to say he was up for the role that eventually went to Owen Wilson.
The sure.
Cool guy. That would make sense, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I brought him the script. He wasn't home, but he was dating Rachel McAdams at the time. And I think it was Notebook era. But he wasn't home, but it was kind of a small ranch house, kind of cool. And then there was on the front porch all vintage motorcycles, like Triumph gear, like disassembled motorcycles, like he was wrenching on his hot rods out there. Yep.
Cool.
Cool guy
That's
move.
Cool.
That must have been around the time where Hanford and I were loading in for a UCB show one time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we met.
At the newsstand right next to UCB Franklin.
Uh-huh.
And I hear Hanford go, "Hey, dude." And Hanford starts talking to his buddy, to his friend.
I knew my friend, Zach, knew him.
They're in Dead Man's Bones together, if I remember.
He dated Rachel McAdams' sister at one point. So that's how he met Ryan Gosling.
And that band was just those two guys. It wasn't even a
just
full
those
band.
Two guys.
Yeah.
And you know, you're in that situation, Tim, where your friend sees their friend and then you're stuck talking to their friend.
So you had to talk to Ryan Gosling.
And so I look over and I was like, "Hey, man, you know," and I realize, like, "Hey, this guy's mighty tall and
this
mighty
guy's
handsome.
Pretty cool.
In fact, this guy's Ryan Gosling."
That's funny.
It is funny though, to like Gosling, a big, huge celebrity, A-lister, some might say.
But see, Mike, he's probably still thinking the same thing about Dutz.
Yeah.
Right. But it's just funny to think of like that guy in that situation having to be like, "Okay, let's go." Like, that guy probably never waits like that.
He had to wait. Ryan, wait.
Ryan, wait. I'm talking to Mike.
Right on that same Ryan. Block at La Poubelle, I had that same situation with Justin Long, where I was there with a friend, and Justin Long was at a table with his brother. And my friend sat down to say hi to Justin Long's brother. So I sat at the table too. And then Justin Long's staring at me and I'm like, "Hi." And he's like,
"Hi.
How's it going? I'm Justin Long." And I was like, "Yep."
Yep. Is that your real last name?
Who are you? I'm Tim.
I'm Tim. Tim Kalpakis. What is up?
Have you guys been back to La Poubelle since COVID, or is it still open?
It's still open. It's a similar scene, but my fun fact is, did you know that Howlin' Ray of Howlin' Ray's Hot Chicken used to be the cook at La Poubelle?
Interesting.
No shit.
Did his own thing.
Wow.
Went to Nashville, had a life-changing experience, started a truck, and started a brick and mortar.
Hey, there's a new fancy cocktail establishment around the corner too. Did you see that on the other side of Oak's Gourmet?
Oh, Schwartz and Sandy's.
Schwartz and Sandy's. Have you been?
I haven't. But do you know the deal with that place?
No, not other than the cocktails are $20.
It's a reality show place. There's like a whole season of Vanderpump Rules.
No,
two of the guys are like, "We're going to open the hottest club in Hollywood," and they opened Schwartz and Sandy's.
So Schwartz, I remember his. It's one. I remember that guy's name because I watched one of the Vanderpump seasons or Vanderpump.
Yeah.
Wait, but they
all worked.
They've
at
opened
Pump.
Like several bars. Then. Yeah, they worked at Pump, but they also opened a bar like in West Hollywood near Pump. Like I think in that area, and now they have even another bar.
Well, there's Lisa Vanderpump is like the matron of the whole scene.
Uh-huh.
And she owns a few restaurants, including like a Pump in another place. But she owns like a Vegas restaurant and all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. But this, as far as I know, was the first time. I don't watch the show, but I reckon the two guys, they've got like the tall WeHo haircuts.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, "We're buddying up and we're opening a place."
Because they
interesting.
Did, they're both named Tom. And they did have another restaurant.
Tom and Tom? Juice Guys?
Yeah. But well, you're saying this is right by La Poubelle?
it used to be Victor Square.
This is their second. I think the other one probably still is open unless it closed during COVID. So this is like their second bar.
So, but this isn't the basis of a reality show, Tim. They're not like shooting a season of TV, or are they?
They did. The opening of it
at
was
Schwartz and Sandy's? Oh, fuck.
Like when they were like standing in Victor Square Deli. Being like, "Hey, because it was more recently Vaita Cantina.
Right.
It's a cursed location and no one can get
a restaurant. It's a tough, you can't
tough
even
spot.
See it. That's the right. problem.
But they were walking around Vaita talking about like how they wanted Schwartz and Sandy's to look. And that was a whole season of the show. So I assume now that it's open, it will be talked about on the show as well.
It does look very nice. I bet you it'll find an audience.
We should go by.
We're
in media.
By.
Those guys are in media.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Wow.
I walked by there on a Saturday night recently, and I saw a gang of ladies out front, like moms, posing for a picture with a sign. And the valet was taking a picture, and he was like, "Where are you ladies from?" And they went, "Chicago!" A big bachelor party, bachelorette party vibe. It was great.
That's funny. Wow, what a star-studded episode of the pod, huh?
Oh, we mentioned...
Yeah. Two mentions of the gauze.
We mentioned...
Justin Long. And then these pump folks?
Two mentions of the gauze.
And plus, we talked about Madonna herself.
Mm-hmm. And the three of us have a pretty popular podcast. We're no slouches in the celebrity department.
Mm-hmm. Hey, did you see the Madonna touring schedule? It's fucking crazy.
She coming to, New York City, LA?
She's coming everywhere. How old do you think she is? Probably...
60.
I was going to say 62.
She's touring for about 6 months straight.
58. She's 58, I was going to say.
But, like, can you imagine?
Well, do you have an answer?
What?
For her age?
No, I will... 58. Oh, no. Oh, you're asking me what her age is. I see.
Yes.
Madonna is 64. 64?
64,
yeah.
Wow.
But, like, we wouldn't... I'm concerned for her health is, I guess, what I'm saying. We have a hell of a tour cut out for us. No, she does, but...
I bet, you know what, Jeff? I bet that when she tours, that her travel and accommodations are probably like more like upper class. Like, they're probably more luxe.
Than she's probably not in a van with, like... She's probably not having to drive the van on certain...
Like, I bet she's never even slept on Kim's couch.
Right. Like, her bonus zone would be, like...
A whole floor of a hotel room.
Yeah, like a floor of a hotel, like a penthouse suite.
The bonus zone of the van that you discovered behind the front seats, but in front of the bench.
Yeah, the footwell in the back.
Footwell that you sleep in and then go, oh, that sucked.
Oh, my fucking back. Oh. Yeah, the bonus zone.
Yeah, the bonus zone.
Yeah, you don't Live hear about too zone. Many A-list touring artists. You don't hear about them like us kind of doing this sound a lot.
Either if you lay on the floor, you can... Oh!
Either that they slept on the floor of the van or that they ate too many chicken wings in the hotel room.
Oh. I bet her private jet doesn't even have a bonus zone. Or does, he just doesn't know where it is.
When we stayed at a shitty motel in Long Beach, I was like, I'm going to order wings. And I ordered like ghost kitchen fake restaurant wings in the middle of the night. Yeah. And it was like three dozen wings and they were awful. And we didn't eat any of them. And I just left them in the hotel and left. That was a negative experience in my life.
Oh, well, wings got to be pretty bad to not get eaten by the K-man.
I like a good wing. I like a very good wing.
Mm-hmm. I could go for a wing, a very good wing.
All right, we didn't do final thoughts. We got to do them.
Sure.
Who's up?
I am. Go ahead.
I love it. It's a classic. I'm surprised you guys hadn't had this. I'm surprised. This to me is like a heavy hitter. Like, this is like a ratings boon when we post this episode. Everybody loves this drink.
Yeah.
I love this drink. It's a hit. Order again and again. No tweaks. No mm-hmm. tweaks.
Damn. Wait, everyone else
Stone
loves it?
Cold Classic.
Wow.
Stone.
He's hurling every award.
It's a good tiptoe into classic, the tiki world. Order it at mm-hmm. your local bar that's not a tiki bar and feel confident. They're going to make it right. Make it at home. Give it to your friends, and it's got the two-tone effect, and they'll see the gradient, and they'll think you're cool.
Mm-hmm. Two-tone effect is cool. It harkens back to one of my faves, the Tequila Sunrise.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Little yeah. drop.
Well, I will say it was very good. I don't know if it tops the Moscow Mule, the Whiskey Ginger, or even, dare I say, the Yule Mule. But it's an order again and again and again. I'm going to stop short of saying it's not Stone Cold. It's not Stone Cold.
How can it not top the Moscow Mule? Vodka, mm-hmm. Earth's most boring liquor, which I love, but you almost
which I love,
but you use it in order to be inoffensive and to be healthy almost.
Yeah.
You like that better than a delicious rummy treat that can't be beat?
Well, I like the in between really is I like the whiskey and the ginger. Mm. You're right.
Whiskey ginger, any fool can order whiskey ginger, but get a horse's neck, right? That's whiskey ginger beer.
Ooh.
Wasn't okay, that the yes. horse's neck? Yeah.
Okay, when I make a whiskey ginger at home, I do it with ginger beer. You're right, Tim. The vodka would be the yin to the Gosling's yang.
Mm-hmm.
One too light, the other too strong.
Oh, brandy. Horse's neck was brandy.
Mike, what say you?
I've been thinking about this drink since I poured it. I've been thinking...
Wow. That's a good 25 minutes.
I know. I've been thinking, do I like this? Do I not like this? Some sips good, some sips... I can't get past that ginger beer. We all know Hanford does not like the ginger beer.
What?
I don't like the taste of it. So, this drink is a very hesitant, very quiet, very meek order again. Meaning, if I'll be at a bar and say, they say, what can I get you? I'll say, Dark and Stormy. What was that? Just give me a gin and tonic. If they can hear me and give it to me, I'll drink it.
Yeah. So it's a challenge to the bartender.
I give it a shot. I'll give it one shot.
Hey, bartenders, keep your ears open.
Keep your ears open.
Stay sharp out there.
I'm not so sold on this, but I will say this. I will say this. Even though I don't like it, Tim's idea of it being a Stone Cold classic is not far off. This is a drink that
like it, what? But it might be a Stone Cold classic.
Stone Cold classic goes above and beyond the drinker. It's the cultural, it's historical. So I could see this being a Stone Cold classic in the sense that everyone knows it, almost everyone loves it. I just happen not to. Some people don't like pizza.
Yeah, weird freaks.
I don't know. I
like that
pizza.
This is a drink that you can taste. The backstory, right? Like when you taste this, think of Bermuda, right?
That straw's so long.
It's the drink you can taste.
I've got a giant straw. It's the drink you can drink. No, but picture a tropical island that is a British colony, right?
Ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And even that was interesting. Like when I was there as a kid, I'm like in an island paradise, but I'm seeing like kilts and bagpipes, and I'm like, that's odd. But little did I know that's like... that's colonization that was going on there. But you're like, this is the ginger of the shipping, the reasons for the boats and the ginger, and then the rum coming from the local sugar, molasses, whatever becoming the thing. It's very naval. It's very, you can taste the history right there in the fucking thing. Hello. Sure.
Hey,
right.
Can I say a few words? Thank you.
You know what this drink for me is good for? If like I'm out and it's like I don't want to drink three drinks, boom, 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 right in a row. I want to do like slow. This is a sipper for me because it's not. There's like a sting in the ginger
taste.
Beer.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That puts me off of it a little bit.
We should do a drink. I was thinking about when we earlier talking about Easter clothes on the pod here. When we get to Easter, let's think of a good drink that fits
something
Easter.
With egg. Something with eggs.
And then we kind of wear pastels and like Madras kind of like style, like how your mom would dress you on Easter Sunday. A nice drink.
What's Madras?
It's kind of like pink plaid.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I can do that.
So we need another egg drink that's not a whiskey sour.
The Easter bunny
garnish with a peep.
I bet those. Remember when I was looking for like crazy Christmas drinks and it was like, you know, put a whole gingerbread cookie in a drink. I bet there are like peep drinks.
Yeah, like the craft blogs.
I'm so tired of those ads on TV. You know, they're like, hey, peep the peeps. I'm so tired of those. Yay, you're looking here, you're looking there, but all you really got to do is peep the peeps.
Put a peep in your pie hole.
Put a peep in your ass.
Sit on a peep this Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
No. We're not doing peeps.
We got to do proper talk.
Proper talk.
We're not sitting on peeps this Easter Sunday.
We put out a statement. Right. We are not sitting on peeps. It's Easter Sunday. It's about the resurrection. Thank you.
There's a picture of a peep on a chair with a big red no through it. That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And hey, if you can't get enough boys, check out patreon.com/thesloppyboys for our bonus weekly show. That's The Sloppy Boys Blowout. where we talk about the shit we really care about. For example,
the best hangover cure.
The best hangover cure. Wow, good intel behind the paywall.
I gotta subscribe. I've been meaning to. How do I do it? It's www.patreon.com/thesloppyboys. It's easy.
That's right.
It's great. I'm looking at it right now.
Any bonehead could do
this
it.
This is easier than I've been. Here's the thing. It's not that I was against subscribing. I just like, I always hear you talk about it at the end of the show, and I just didn't.
You tune out.
I just didn't really like cognitively think about it. But I'm like, oh, I love this podcast, and I listen to one episode a week, and I could be listening to a whole other episode a week that would like broaden my horizons a bit.
Sure. And not only do you get that extra one a week, you also get the whole back catalog to date. Can you imagine the treasure trove?
Wow.
That's a lot of stuff, and you might also end up getting some episodes of Questions for Lennon if you plunk down a little more.
And if you don't subscribe, you might just end up getting a fucking local sandwich.
Yeah, we'll drive to your house. We'll find out who. We can see who has been on the website and hovered the cursor over purchase. Mm-hmm. We can find their home and come to the
And we'll swing by on tour. We're at the end of March, early April. We're going out on tour. We're going to be in New Orleans. We're going to be in Memphis. We're going to be in St. Louis. We're going to be in Detroit, Grand Rapids, Chicago, Milwaukee, Davenport, Atlanta.
Wow. The Memory Man.
The Memory Man.
All right.
Thank you, Memory Man. Guys.
Thank you, Memory Man.
You're welcome.
Bye, Memory Man.
Bye, Memory Man.
Off he goes.
Oh. Wow, he can fly! Holy
that's
shit.
That's his other thing.
He's memory, and he flies.
Should call him the Flying Man.
The Fly Man.
He can remember five cities, but
Memory Man can fly, and they call him Memory Man. Oh shit! Well, all right, guys, we'll see you next week.
Bye, everyone. We love you.
Peace.